The first reading is taken from the letter of Timothy. Beloved, let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech and conduct, love, faith, and purity. Until I arrive, attend to the reading, exhortation, and teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which he has conferred on you through the prophetic word and with the imposition of hands by the presbyterate. Be diligent in these matters, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to everyone. Attend to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in both tasks, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How great are the works of the Lord! How great are the works of the Lord! The works of his hands are faithful and just. Sure all his precepts, reliable forever and ever, wrought in truth and equity. How great are the works of the Lord! He has sent deliverance to his people. He has ratified his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. How great are the works of the Lord! The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Prudent are all who live by it. His praise endures forever. How great are the works of the Lord! My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair. She kissed them and anointed them with ointment. And when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were both unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for them both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, here we have a Pharisee, one of the good people, the one who's obeyed all the rules, all the commandments, who thinks he's righteous and good. And we have a sinner, a horrible sinner, a sinner that everyone knows is a sinner, one who is a public sinner, one who brings scandal by her sin. And she comes to Jesus and she weeps at his feet. And she cleanses his feet with her hair and her tears. And the Pharisee did what Pharisees do. They judged. What kind of man? If he's a true prophet, he would know what kind of woman touches him. Yeah, that woman is a daughter of the Father. Everyone in the world is a son or daughter of God our Father. And he loves them and sent Jesus to die for them. And what we need to do is stop judging all the world and say, "Oh, I need to judge," yeah, and be a Pharisee. You need to love. I need to love first God and love abundantly with great love, because we've all been forgiven greatly. If you really make a good examination of conscience, you and I both deserve damnation. And Jesus came and paid the penalty. And he wants us to be like him. So let's put judging aside and stop with the rationalization about why we should judge and everything else. Let us stop pointing who can go and who can't go to Jesus. Jesus can handle all this stuff himself. He is God. And this is the way he deals with public sinners. He loves them and he invites them into relationship. We must love people and invite them into relationship. Not just with us, who are we, but to Jesus, so that they can repent and live forever. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.